You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
And we're back, Big Wigs. 41 episodes old. I feel so old. It's a crisp day here in New York City, and Andrea is back in town, honey. How are you?
I'm struggling, but we're going to make it through for the show.
Okay. I'm sorry. You look really good for someone who's struggling. Like, she's like all like, she's got boots on. She's all styled out. Are you watching the YouTube? Watch the YouTube, because
get on the YouTube and subscribe.
Let's go.
Yes. Hi, Big Wigs. Tough. I lost a family member, but I didn't really talk about it last week. So it was just tough. I was mourning my grandmother, but
I'm sorry.
The show must go on, and you got to live out the legacy. And this is what I do. So we're here.
It sounds like she had a really long and, you know, prosperous life from the way you've like talked about her and written about her. And so she's probably proud of you for, you know, doing this.
Thank you. I mean, I'm sure she would want me to be fully fluent in Spanish. So that I will do that.
We can talk in Spanish if you want. We could do it.
My gosh. I feel like we would be the rendition of the Kardashians. Hola.
Hablamos español.
Oh, you want to do like Spain.
Yo estudié en escuela, pero no bueno.
No habla
hoy.
But I don't talk a lot today in Spanish. Muy bien, gracias, Ana. Very good. We're back in town. We're making it happen. I totally missed Halloween this year, which is sad on my part because I love a good costume, but I was very impressed with the celebs and the peeps that showed out this year.
I know. I feel it's so funny because growing up, was Halloween a big deal for you growing up?
It was. I mean, we always dressed up.
Yeah.
I didn't live in a super suburban area. I lived in the city. So we would go to certain areas in DC that had better
trick-or-treating
paths. Yes. But I would say my parents they dressed up as the generic clown. Witch, and they kind of let me do whatever I wanted. What about you?
It was huge in my house, like growing up. Like it was the biggest holiday of the year. Yeah, my parents would have a Halloween party every year.
Oh, okay.
No kids were allowed.
What's with that?
It was, they did a lot of drugs. They didn't want us to see.
Where did you guys go?
My grandparents, it wasn't on Halloween. It was usually like whatever Saturday night was around Halloween. You know what I mean? So they would host this huge party. We would do like the art decorations for it. Like no smoking in my bedroom. Like we would like put it, like if it was at our house. I think they did it at a venue a couple times, but they did it at our house.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's one of those things, like, I figure out what movie it is. You know when, like, people come over and be like, oh, Dre, that party was sick. And we're, like, there. And I'm like, what party? Where? When? What? That was literally my parents' friends. Like, the Halloween party was, like, it, you know?
They were the talk of the town,
I guess.
After their Halloween parties.
Yeah. So they got super into it.
Okay.
So, like, we were into Halloween, you know, like, costume-wise, trick-or-treating-wise. I grew up in the suburbs, so it was like, yeah, I'm going to trick-or-treat hardcore. And as I got older, even like in college, I think I was into it like the first 2 years, but then I was just like, I don't know. And in New York, I don't know. I didn't get as into it. Some years I'll have like something really fun, I think, but I'm not like one of those people that's like, I need to just go out and like look slutty and because it's Halloween. Yeah. I never was that girl.
Well, you know, there's two types of girls on Halloween.
Yes. Say the line.
Two types of girls on Halloween. The ones that, oh my God, what is the full
actual
line?
It's the Mean Girls line, right? Girls,
of course. But
there
I don't know the actual.
Two types of girls on Halloween. The ones that show their tits and the ones that eat the candy. I'm the eat the candy girl.
Always have been. Do you know we wear wigs for a living? Obviously, I'm for the candy. But I did a gory one year.
Oh.
But it gets to be overwhelming. I'm always like, oh my God, before I know it, it's Halloween. And I'm thinking, oh, shit, I got to just roll out something so that I end up using one of my other costumes in one of my boxes that I've done already, which is boring.
It's not so boring. I feel like people just kind of are like, whatever on Halloween. Like, if you're going to a party like a Heidi Klum party, you want to plan, right? You want to like you would prep for something like that. But if you're
both
just
of
like,
our invites to the Heidi Klum party, it got lost in the mail.
Yeah, where are they? I'm waiting for it.
No. That is going to be up. That is on my bucket list. I will go to the Heidi Klum.
I honestly thought that after seeing that red carpet. I was like, yeah, we should be going.
It happens every damn year. She's either an egg or an alien.
Yeah.
Or a peacock. And one of my friends, he is Sal the Voice. He competed on America's Got Talent.
Uh-huh.
And he and his wife were at Heidi Klum's Halloween bash. So you're thinking, okay, so she invites like contestants that she loves.
Yeah.
What a great honor.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should go on America's Got Talent. Then we can get invited.
You know what? I mean, we've both been asked.
What if we go on and then we're just like,
we are just here to get invited to Heidi Klum's birthday party. Like, I would say something like that on a stage and be like, what do you want me to do? I got lots of talent.
Or we could go as Trisha Paytas. You know what Trisha Paytas' talent was? Just reading fast. She went up with a book and she was like, and she was actually speaking.
I didn't even know she was on this show.
She was on some type of talent show. I'm pretty sure it was America's Got Talent, like years ago.
Oh my God.
And everyone was very confused. What is real Trisha Paytas' talent? It could be many things.
You know, I think it's just a surprise element. Like, she just kind of always comes out with something. You're like, wait, what? It makes sense.
Shock and awe.
Yeah.
But
I love that.
Back to Halloween. So,
wait, did you like Heidi's peacock this year?
I did. It wasn't okay. It fell in line with the extreme, with the many parts. Obviously, it took hours to coordinate, but I was a little let down with the eerie, gory vibe, because I feel like she always does kind of bring that blood or weird kind of sci-fi to her costumes. And this year kind of fell short because it was just a peacock, but involving people.
Oh, yeah.
There were many.
I was telling you before we went on air, I saw her do an interview and she just said the idea just like kind of just came to her, as all her Halloween ideas do. Mm. And then she said,
of course, that because like of Jada Pinkett Smith.
So elaborate. She thought, you know, I want this to be like, I want to involve a lot of people. Uh-huh. And so then she called up Cirque du Soleil. So the Cirque du Soleil performers were her feathers. You know how they did this whole like thing?
Yeah, yeah.
So she did a little collab with Cirque du Soleil. They're probably friends, you know, from AGT,
Cirque du Soleil, of course, in
the performance art world.
I would love to be able to just call up my friends at Cirque and be like, yo, 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 need to ask a favor. And they're like, no sweat, we're going to be there in 2 seconds.
Yeah, imagine being at rehearsal if you're one of those performers and you're like, wait, what? Heidi Klum wants us to be her feathers?
Heidi Klum needs us. We're on our way, Heidi. Feather in tow. That's all you need to do. Yeah. Just call up our friends at Cirque.
Her beak moved while she talked, which I thought was pretty cool. I was like, wow, that's cool. That's like, you know, some Disney shit, you know, like the,
that's some animation shit.
The beak is moving, special. You know, it wasn't like a hole for her head to go in or anything. It was really, she really transforms. I'll say that.
When I watch her and all the craziness of the costume, remember when she was a worm?
Yes, that was interesting.
What do you do at a party when you're in full, you don't wear the full costume. You take it off and then you enjoy the party and you eat and you drink and you get whatever.
I'm sure she had to have taken that off after the carpet, right? It's like it's almost like Met Gala. Like, you come on with this like freaky, like crazy.
It's for the carpet.
The shock value of the carpet.
Yeah.
And then I imagine you go in and you're in something that you can move in, eat in, drink in.
Because I'm always wondering if they're just doing it for show and nobody really enjoys Hollywood parties because it's all just glitz, glam. Everybody's fake.
Yeah.
I always wonder that. I'm like, are you having a real party?
Yeah, I don't know. Was it Justin Sylvester? I watched a lot of morning shows. I get really excited for morning shows for Halloween.
Where did this come from? Oh, because they always do it in theme. Yes. It's great. Yeah,
for
yeah.
For Halloween, I was literally like, I got to watch the Today Show. And Jared's like, what's wrong with you?
Like, you were posting all about it. That's where I was getting my news, because I fully went offline for the past 3 days. And I was like, what's Anna doing? Okay. Oh, she's watching a lot of Hoda and Jenna. Okay.
I love Hoda. Oh, I'll always watch Hoda and Jenna. I tape them sometimes and I'll watch them later. But
I love that. I'm a true fan.
I love them. But I was excited about the Halloween ones. And I think it's Justin Sylvester, you know, the host.
Oh, I love him.
So
yeah.
He was like on one of the shows, I guess Hoda and Jenna. I can't remember. I think Hoda and Jenna. And he was saying like he was at the party and like everyone was like so excited to be there. Because it sounds like if they're inviting people, if she's inviting people who don't necessarily always get invited to the A-list parties, that's a cool one to go to. So you're amped to be there.
Yeah.
Right? And get a photo.
Definitely.
Shake hands with your hero.
You don't really know who anybody is, though, because they have a costume.
Yeah, right. That's like, the best part. That's like why it's weird to like hook up on Halloween. Like, do you go home with like a Joker? You know what I mean? Like,
you have no idea. It's kind of like the masquerade ball.
Yeah.
Could be hot, could be not. We have no idea. But for tonight, I'm hooking up with the Joker.
I love it. Are you into couples costumes? How do you feel about that?
When I'm thinking of a costume, my boyfriend has always been some type of an afterthought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's cute. I can barely get them to put on a wig. So, well, Nick's different, but
I take that back.
But yeah, no, I've never really, I did a couple, like once upon a time, I was Kris Jenner and she dated a poor farmer boy. And I dressed up my boyfriend as, at the time, as like a cute little farmer boy. And he just got a new puppy. So the dog was like this little sheriff corgi, you know, sheep herder, whatever.
That's cute.
But it made no sense. It was Kris Jenner and not Corey Gamble, but a little shepherd boy.
Not my Corey.
Definitely not.
Dolce & Gabbana's hottest new model.
We called it. Did we not? When we watched the season premiere, we were like, yo, what's up with all the satin sets?
Corey's getting a lot of press. Corey's getting these outfits. Yep, we did call that.
He's going to have a line. And what happens? He comes out with all these little silky sets.
Don't you love when we try and do like a regular podcast? We're like, Halloween, let's talk about our lives. And then we're like, hold on, Corey from the Kardashians.
The way everyone in that family gets a line, for better or for worse.
I know.
I mean, what else could they possibly... I digress.
I was going to say, I hate couples costumes traditionally. I think it's so like...
If it's not done right and you are a salt and pepper shaker, leave the room.
Oh my God, I had to be one once with my ex.
Leave the room. Whose idea was that?
No.
Whose idea was that?
Probably his. Actually, clearly his. Yeah, it was definitely his.
Right after he slashed his fingers on the air conditioning unit. You don't know that.
He's like, I'm going to make her a fucking salt shaker for Halloween. She's done.
I don't know the reference there.
Listen to a couple episodes ago when I accidentally thought I slipped my fingers, but it was my ex. I just, you know, so I have so much empathy.
Easy mistake.
No, but I really don't like couples costumes. Like I never, ever, ever did. And I have friends who get in relationships and they're like, finally, I can do it.
Finally do a couples costume.
And I'm like, ugh, why? It's so cringe. It looks so stupid to me. I don't know. It's different, I think, when you're like a family doing like, you know, a whole group shot. I think that's for some reason that's cuter because the parents look so dumb in their costumes that you're like, look at what you're doing for your kids. Like, wow, the commitment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Couples costume. I don't know why. It's just not for me. I should backtrack and say the only time Jared and I have done couples costumes is when we were in full lockdown. So we just did a photo for the internet.
And what were you guys then?
We did Emily in Paris. We were like Emily and the Hot Chef. And then we did, what was her name? Jessica Chastain, Tammy Faye, and...
Yes.
What was her husband's name? Tammy Faye's husband. I can't remember.
No. I'm thinking of the woman about who's crazy and has the big bouffant hair. The religious people that were crazy and they were in a documentary.
I know you mean. No, different one. Different crazy big hair.
Different crazy couple.
I'm like, wait, I screen grabbed it the other day and now I can't find it. It'll pop up for me. Anyway, not the easiest couples costumes for people to know, but I had fun doing them, you know, recreate.
That's what it's supposed to be.
We were doing those shot for shot videos. So we were like, oh, this will be funny to do for Halloween.
Yes. If the couple's costume matches, obviously there's going to be the Elvis.
Yes.
And his wife. There's going to be Ina Garten and Jeffrey.
We love.
If it makes sense. It makes my day. Ina.
I say Ina.
Ina Garten. I think it is Ina.
Yeah.
I was like, Garten.
Ina. Who's she?
I always think it's because I'm like, I'm in a garden. I'm in a garden collecting some herbs.
Ina.
Ina Garten.
Ina.
My Jeffrey has been away on business and he's coming home tonight. So I'm going to cook him up a nice little rotisserie chicken.
No, more like my Jeffrey has been in New York City gallivanting with all of the choreographer friends that he has. And I haven't seen him in a day. What has he been up to? But he's so straight. And that's why I'm going to make him dinner because I'm the happiest wife.
I love Ina.
Oh my God, I love her too.
So if the couple's costume makes sense and they do justice to it, more power to the couple.
Can we talk about the Taylor and Travis Kelce's of the world though? There were too many of those this weekend. I was like, over it. The one where she's like her head down holding his hand.
And everybody, you know, how do you dress up as Travis Kelce, right? If you don't have the hair, what are you doing with your hair, right? You got to buzz cut your hair. You got to go full commit to the bit. And I saw the worst Travis Kelce's this year.
I know.
And the worst. You should be ashamed of yourself.
He's probably like, oh my God, everyone was made for Halloween. Like, how fucking cool is that? But like the Taylor, I don't know. That and Barbie and Ken. I was like, if I see another fucking Barbie and Ken on Instagram, walking around. Not that I went out. I was going to say walking around. I'm like on Instagram, on TikTok.
It's old news. And you know the couples, that you know the costumes that are going to be the top three in the year and you're just going to get so sick of.
I know. But it's so funny to me. I'm like, wow, I knew a lot of people who were like, I want to be Barbie, including my own mom.
Let's bring up the picture of Leroy Smin, an icon, the legend. So the inspiration for her was country, like rodeo Barbie.
Well, I guess she wasn't. Yeah, she was inspired. She really, you know, she had the boots already.
Yes.
Wait, where are all the, I took a whole series of photos yesterday. Here we go. They're not good photos, but if you can see, my mom, first she calls me, she FaceTimes me. she's like, and I go, Mom, what happened to the wig? Why don't you have it on all the way? I thought that was her hair underneath. And she goes, what are you talking about? And I was like, why is your wig half blonde on top, brunette on the bottom?
You got a little bit of a balayage there that kind of faded. But you've got a little bump on the head.
She goes, they were all out of full blonde. I go, what?
Who's order from Amazon?
Where are you going? Yeah, she's like, I needed it today. So she went to a wig store. And I'm thinking, Mom, you knew you were going to be Barbie ahead of time. She got this shirt. She told me right after she saw the movie at Bloomingdale's. She got the shirt and the skirt. And I was like, so she clearly was planning on doing it.
Yeah. It was in the works for a while.
I told her the outfit is great from the knees down. I really like the pink tights with the black and white Ghani boots. I was like, here, that's from the knees down. It's a cute outfit.
She's gonna crop it out.
Just get rid of the rest of her body. And then it's like, but no,
it was looking real good.
It was so silly.
It was looking good.
But I told you, my mom lives for Halloween.
Yeah.
So like, she puts out a thing of candy. She has two apartments on each floor in her like building.
Yeah.
There's one kid in the whole building. She puts out a whole thing of candy and like decorations and like, you know, stuff for the one kid. She left to go to a better neighborhood where there are trick-or-treaters.
That's tough though. If you live in an apartment or just a smaller building, you know, you don't have the front porch anymore.
My house, we used to decorate hardcore. Like the whole house would be like spider-webbed. And we'd
love it.
We'd do like a South Park theme where we killed Kenny on the front lawn. Like we were psycho.
Oh my God. Oh, you did the full, was there a competition in the neighborhood?
No, I don't think so. Just mentally, yes.
How suburban of you. We never had that shit. I was so jealous of all the kids who were like, we had a competition and we had a dead guy. We got in trouble because people were scared. I'm like, wow, that sounds sick. My house is already
haunted.
I wish
we had a competition. I'm like, oh shit. No, we didn't. We didn't have that, but
everyone
won.
Like walked, you know, in the neighborhood, you walk around, you see all the sights and you vote for the best house.
Yeah.
Ugh. Love that.
Well, you know, it's never too late, Dre, you know,
it's never too late.
You can still decorate your house.
We're in this weird phase in our lives where we're like, you know, half adult, half kid still.
Yeah.
Our parents are the ones putting out the candy.
I don't think we ever grow out of that, right? Like,
hopefully not.
No.
Because when I realized I was at home yesterday and I was with my family and these kids, it was kind of late. We got home around 7:38, which is past the prime time, I guess, of
trick-or-treaters.
Of trick-or-treaters. Mm. There's a prime window. And if you miss it.
Yeah.
So we rushed to get candy because we didn't have candy. And it was just sad. We had a big old bonfire. We had like two kids stop by. I'm like, where is all the kids? It's past. It was done.
It was a little late for them.
Yeah. So what is prime time? 6 o'clock?
Probably. I don't know. I was going to say I went and got myself a pedicure yesterday at like 5 and in Williamsburg. And there was like a kid store nearby that was doing like a costume contest. So there were tons of kids.
Yeah.
And so the manicure place had like a bowl of candy. And so I was in the back getting a pedicure. But every like 5 minutes I'd hear like, trick or treat, can I take some of this? And I was like, wow, they're getting a lot of trick or treaters at this nail salon. Like, I never thought to. I should have gone to like businesses. Like, I guess that's what city kids have to do, you know? Like, walking around.
We would go to restaurants, but a nail salon, could you imagine?
They had good candy.
After they just scrubbing down your little.
I picked up some Skittles before skin. I sat down and I was like, I'm going to enjoy my Halloween back here myself with my Skittles. Still legal in New York. So, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, seriously. Top three Halloween candies.
Oh, my
God.
When
you were a kid. We did this list last night, so I have it locked and loaded.
Okay. Reese's peanut butter cups.
At the top, number one?
I'm going to go with number one.
Okay. Yeah.
Reese's peanut butter cups. Number two, I'm going to go with the mini Skittles because the mini bags hit hard. I don't know why, but they just taste better.
Yeah.
And number three for me, I'm going to bring in a controversial one. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? Because you don't get them often because people don't believe in them, but I think they're the fucking best. Mounds.
Mm. Mounds.
Give me a dark chocolate coconut. Mm. Not Almond Joy. That's milk chocolate.
I was thinking of Almond Joy.
No.
It's in the blue bag. a little blue.
Oh my God. I put all these Resi alerts on. You're going to laugh. And I got, I've been waiting for them and I got one. And then my friend canceled for tomorrow night. You want to go to Emmett's on Grove? Don't you love that I'm doing this on air for two people?
Have we been there together already?
Yes, where we went and sat at the bar and had that amazing Caesar salad and food.
It
anyway.
Was delicious.
Sorry, I derailed us. We're not going to get the rest.
I might need to take you up on that. Okay. I need to boost my mood.
So yeah, Reese's, Skittles, and Mounds I'm going with.
Okay, I'm going to go with number one. I loved an Airhead Mini that you could cut
Stone
open.
In. I
loved
an Airhead. Those. I didn't know those were on the table. They didn't come to mind.
I mean, they wouldn't be full of your bag. It would be a select few houses that had the Airheads. Number two, we're going to go with the Nerds. I love tart candy. Okay. So like the Nerds little boxes. And then number three, it's going to be a mix between Milk Duds. And maybe Tootsie Roll, something chewy, like molassesy chewy.
Yeah. Neither of those I would ever pick.
I would never say no to a Snickers.
They don't call it a dud for nothing.
A little Milk Dud. It's a little chocolate coated over caramel. Lose a couple of teeth.
I'd rather eat a Rolo than a Milk Dud.
Oh, I loved Rolos as well.
Yeah. Rolos were good.
Yeah.
Love it.
Those are our top picks. I know we talked a lot about Halloween.
Now I kind of want to go to like a drugstore and do that, you know, get that like cheap half off Halloween candy.
It's all 50% off.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Like that's the holiday for me to do it. You know what I mean? Like fuck Valentine's Day. I don't need like heart shaped like lollipops in my apartment forever. But like regular candy from Halloween. That must be the like a perk of having kids. Like, you know, you're going to eat all your kids have Halloween candy.
Oh, of course. Remember when, what was it? Jimmy Fallon used to do Jimmy Kimmel. I stole my kids' Halloween candy.
Yes. I loved that.
That was an epic moment for online content. Remember the kids? It was like, oh my God.
They'd cry.
They would cry.
They'd be like, Andrea, I ate all of your Halloween candy. I'm sorry. She'd like lose her mind.
There was one kid. My brother and I quote it to this day. And I think they're from Staten Island or something, or maybe Long Island. And he was like, oh, good. It was a typical Long Island kid. Oh, good. You stole my candy? Well, good. Now you're going to have a stomach ache. Good for you. Oh, good for you, mom. And so my brother and I always say, good for you. What an amazing New York kid who gave their parents shit. They're like, oh, joke's on you. You're going to get a stomach ache. You'd be fat.
Yep.
Good for you.
Look at you. Your pants fitting, huh?
This kid.
Sucks for you. I'm going back. I'm on Atkins.
I'm on that Atkins diet. You can have my Milk Duds.
Wait, you just reminded me, and then we'll take a break. But I want to ask you your thoughts. This video that is circulating, this is not Halloween content, but of the guy from LA who came here to order a bagel and had it scooped and like everyone is shitting on him.
I only saw the cover photo. He looked distraught with his little bagel.
But like,
what happened?
Here's the thing that I don't get. I know plenty of New Yorkers, and I've lived here for 1,000 years, who get their bagel scooped. In fact, it's usually on a menu of a real bagel place. They'll be like, yeah, do you want it scooped or not? So I don't know why we're giving them such shit.
For the people that don't know, because I didn't watch the video. So he requested a scooped bagel and they gave him shit for that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was it? I thought he was getting nervous because you know how they're so fast paced in New York. Like, what do you want?
Right.
Egg, bacon, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So no, it was about
I think it's a combination. I don't remember because I watched like a clip on an article. Like I didn't watch the whole thing. I just was like looking through. I was like, what is this? What did I keep seeing? And it was like a couple days ago. And then I was just annoyed because I don't know. I was just like, yeah, sometimes I scoop a bagel. It depends on my bagel. You know what I mean? Like if I'm getting a loaded bagel with like whitefish salad, tomato, cucumber, I might scoop it because then I can eat it. You know, then
it won't be sliding all over the place.
Yeah, then it's not a mile high. It's all compact. But if I'm just having butter, I'm not going to scoop it, you know, unless I'm feeling bad about myself.
Yeah. And I don't even think it's that bad to ask for a scooped bagel. What is that?
I don't know.
Classic LA person coming to New York, not understanding life. Classic.
It's so funny because I feel like having been here, so many of my New York friends are like, oh, I want to go to LA. Like, how's LA? Like, blah, blah, blah. And then everyone in LA is fucking miserable. And they're all like, I got to get to New York. I've always been in LA. I just got to go to the big city.
You know? It's so true.
It's like, everyone wants what they don't have. You know, you cut your hair short, you wish it was long, you live in LA, you want to be in New York. Like,
grass is always greener.
Always greener. Yes, that's the term. That's the proper term.
Not the grass is always on the other side.
The bagel's always scooped on the other half.
That's it. Yes. I totally get that.
On that note, I'm starving and let's take a quick break. And we're we're back. And we actually have some visitors in studio that I'm just so thrilled to have here. We're
dying to get them in because we've got some big news that they just announced.
Yeah, leaked news over the weekend. I'm curious how they feel about it. We've got Chris and Court here with us today.
Chris and Courtney, bring it on in. Let's hear it for our girls.
Woo! Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Hi, doll. How are you?
Hi. I mean, I am like ready to poosh out this Bambino.
I can tell. Well, it's crazy that your loving husband went on a podcast
of all places
and spilled the beans. How are you feeling?
I'm not angry because, like, nothing Travis does upsets me, obviously.
Obviously.
Like, I just always want to slob his kebab.
Yeah, we've seen enough tongue this year, doll.
Okay. Yeah. But, like, we should have, like, been paid for this announcement and we weren't.
Oh, well, you know, I will say, when he went on this podcast, he didn't really consult with me. And, you know, I would have made sure that would have happened. I would have gotten a baby sponsor, you know.
I know, Mom, but it's not always about you.
You know, it kind of is.
It's our baby. And he kind of just, like, let it slip out, the name.
Yeah. So we've heard Rocky, huh?
Yes. And I was going to rip open my top and be like, here it is.
Oh, my God. Well, hold on. Let's rewind. So what is the name?
3, 2, 1.
Rocky. Wow.
Rocky Parker. Is it not like so iconic?
It's very iconic. So you're fully naming it him after the movie.
It's not really the movie. It's like paying homage to rock and roll.
Oh, I get it. But it also could be the movie because the merch, I love it. You know, I love a child that comes with already made merch. Less work, like, for me.
Less work. You're just ready to just put them right on the payroll.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, I'm really happy that there's a K in the name. You know, I really wanted that to be a part of.
I actually really wanted to talk to you about that because there's no K.
Oh, so you're spelling Rocky without a K.
Like Zilcho, not a K.
So how is it spelled?
Just like no K.
So Rosy.
So like Rocky.
Got it. With a Q?
So like R-O-C-C-Y.
Oh, Rochi. I've been to Milan. I know how they...
Rochi, are you sipping on some...
straight vodka. I couldn't carry the real bottle because they said this podcast isn't sponsored.
You are like sipping on that Burnett's, that 151. You're a psychopath. It's Rocky, not Roche, not Ferrero Rocher.
Oh.
not Rockette.
Oh, like the New York City Rockettes. He could, if he's a good dancer, maybe we could get him in. You know, I could pull a couple strings.
Are we really flexible in this family? Because you've got to do the high kicks.
Absolutely. You know, I was going to be a dancer on Broadway and then I had 6 children. So sometimes your dreams get crushed.
And we're living your dreams the rest of our lives.
Well, no, really, Corey is right now.
He is. He's thriving.
Did you see his Dolce & Gabbana ads?
So lame.
Are you okay? I know that you really feel connection to the brand and any other family member.
I just find it so interesting that I do one thing and the family just copies everything. Like, his tagline is La Dolce Vita.
La Dolce Vita, honey. He was really inspired by your wedding, you know?
So obviously. Kim steals my country. Kim steals my wedding singer. Corey steals my freaking tagline saying.
I'll tell you what. Kimberly would never have a child named Rocky. Oh, God.
Yeah. You're saying you don't like the name Rocky?
I love whatever name you choose. I really, as your mother and as the grandmother of, I don't know what number it is, but a lot of grandchildren, I'm really proud of you. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Thank you. I feel like we need to start a line of vegan ice cream and like call it Rocky Roads sister.
Oh, I love that. Now we're talking, doll. Now you're thinking like a businesswoman, okay? How to monetize your children 101. Been teaching it for years.
I learned it from you.
I wanted to tell you that there's a live show. So if anybody wants to come to the live show, if you don't have a baby before next week.
Well, the baby's due date was Halloween. Like, how fitting.
It was very iconic. It's almost like you planned it.
Right? So crazy. We didn't. It was like meant to be.
Wow. Meant to be a haunted Halloween. Rock on, Rocky.
Rock on, Rocky. Rock on, Rocky.
Is that how you do it?
Rock on, Rocky.
I went to AC/DC once.
Didn't you like sleep with?
Yeah, I just made it to the green room.
You slept with Ozzy Osbourne or like?
Oh, did I? I don't know. So I used to take a lot of pills.
One of those rock stars.
You know, what happens in a rock show stays at a rock show.
Exactly. So make sure you guys grab ticks. We'll see you at the show. We're going to be talking babies.
We're going to be talking about whatever you want us to talk about. The whole family might show up. Who knows? Maybe Scott will come, Chloe, whoever's available. And come to Caveat November 8th, 9:30 p.m. So come have a cocktail with us, doll.
Come sip away. We're still going to be dressing up. So bring a wig.
Absolutely. Look your best.
Cute. Love, love, love. Thank you guys so much for coming. What do we think about the name?
I kind of like it.
You kind of like it? I love it. I think Rocky Barker. Well, Rocky Barker.
That's a mouthful.
Rocky Barker. Hi, I'm Rocky Barker. You know what? Anybody foreign comes and they like try to impersonate Americans, they make it sound so chunky.
Yes.
Rocky Barker. I feel like that's the perfect name to describe.
Yes.
America, the English language to anybody else.
And can we talk about, should we take our wigs off? I kind of want to take, do you want me to keep her on? I'm like, I feel weird talking as me while I wear it because people are like, you look so much like her. I don't look like, anyone could look like Kris Jenner if they do this.
Anyone could do it. Actually, no, you do have, I don't know if it's the way you hold yourself, it gives off strong Kris. Wow.
Well, when I go it and get really Botox, does. I say, give me the Kris Jenner, honey.
Now treat me like the Kris Jenner.
Give me the KJ. I like the name, but like you said, right when you said it together, I was like, oof, yeah, that is chunky.
Now get this. Word on the street is,
this is good.
Middle name is 13.
Now what in...
Now what in what God's in the- name? Listen. What do we think about this? 13. I feel like it's like an unlucky number.
Friday the 13th. What else? 1, 3, 1 plus 3 equals 4.
13 going on 30.
13 going on 30. I love that movie. 13. You know what? We could change it into a happy number.
Is it 13? Because here's the thing. I was confused because I listened to Travis like, he like hesitated for a quick second before he said the name. Mm-hmm. Or he said the name and then he was almost like, let me just make sure. I said the name. Yeah, Rocky. And then they're like, oh, like fine. Rocky 13. Like, I thought they were referencing the movies.
Rocky 13.
Right. And then you were like, no, that's the middle name. Like what's like, what was the middle name of, you know, XI33? What was the fucking, you know, who owns X?
Elon Musk.
Kids' names.
Oh, yes. I was XR, like, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, 13 11, is 7. Like bordering that. Like, why would you name someone 13?
It's giving a little bit of that.
But then again, people name their kids after like countries, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
States, countries.
Milan. I'll take a Milan, though. That's gorgeous.
You'd name a child Milan?
I was born on the 13th. My parents' anniversary is the 13th. My brother was born on the 3rd. You know, a 13 is very big in my family. Oh. So I was actually like, wait, this is kind of dope.
Oh.
I'm like a little 13.
Are you? Yeah, you're very connected to the baby Barker, I feel like, because of this.
I mean, we really are.
They did this for you.
For whatever it's worth, like connected at the hip.
I love that.
It's crazy. We were trying to figure out when he said this. It was on the podcast.
Yes.
One life, one...
One life to live.
One life, one chance with Toby Morris. He's supposedly a rocker, was in a band. Not with
Dre
Travis,
listens
Travis.
Every week.
I'm a devout listener.
He goes on to ask, when is the baby due? This is Toby Morris, yes, the host of the show. Barker goes, Halloween. And he's like, come on, dude, you couldn't have planned that any better. And then Travis goes, I know, it's either Halloween or like the first week of November. And then they go on to say, that isn't the first time that Rocky came up. Is this the part where they say this? I thought this was the part.
They did say it. Yeah, that was the part.
I was like, he's going to come out of my wife's vagina doing front kicks and push-ups, Barker teased. That's such a great name. Who went on to ask when the baby's due? Yeah. But I thought they were going to talk about the 13th. Rocky 13 Barker, host Toby Moore said, as the drummer repeated, Rocky 13 Barker. Such a hard name, man.
So see, that was kind that of was a joke. The toss with the turns, I mean, the punches and the whatever. That's why I was like, oh, like Rocky, the movie. Rocky so this 13. One would be like Rocky 13. That was why I was confused. But if it's named 13, now I like it because of your connection to it. So I'm all for it.
Rocky 13 Barker.
Like, what if I was like, my middle name is 6? Why? My parents thought it was like a lucky number.
Why not? 13. Whatever. The Kardashians are known for their unique names.
They are the storm of it all.
We've got Stormy. Yeah. I mean, you could tell a weather
Saint
meteorologist. I used to have this joke where you could tell the weather by all of the in the northwest side of Chicago.
Yes.
It's going to be stormy. Yeah.
Say it. It's going to be a little stormy. But then but then dreams will happen.
But the sun will open up and the sky will be clear for a dream forecast of all sunny. And now what is Kylie's new baby's name? We've got
Air.
Stormy.
Duh. We did a whole video on Air.
We went viral for that. And Air.
Air.
So yeah, it is a full on forecast. Besides really Mason, is. Penelope, and now Rocky.
It kind of goes with Courtney's kids' names though. Like they're not in the weather vibes, you know?
Sorry that I'm different, everyone. I'm just like made that way.
We do need to also catch up while we're catching up with the Kardashians, you know, for lack of a better segment. What do you initial thoughts when Kim came out with the nipple bra last week?
I thought I was watching SNL again. I thought it was a full-on sketch. Couldn't believe it was real.
I know.
I was very impressed with the writing. It really was done like a full-on comic sketch, a parody, if you will.
It was genius, like marketing, you know?
At the time, everyone too, right was around Halloween, everyone was watching it. I think she looked great. She looks like a sexy little secretary.
Yes.
The idea, though, is absolutely bananas to me.
It's so funny in the comments because I feel like they're very split. I was looking at the comments because I'm like, do people want this? Because I didn't know how I felt at first. Mm-hmm. I was sort of like, wait, bras cover up nipples. For years, you buy a padded bra so you don't ever see your nipple.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you put nipple covers on to get rid of them. And now it's just like on the bra, like a little nip nip on the bra. And so some people were like, this is genius. I can't wait. I already pre-ordered. And then the rest of them were like, what the fuck? I've been trying to cover my boobs up for 1,000 years.
What the hell? Jennifer Aniston made nipples hot, but I never had that. And my nipples aren't as perky as Jennifer Aniston. And so people have never been able to obtain that type of
but now
perkiness.
It's
but
a
now,
push-up bra. Yes. So you can get the Jen Aniston like perky nip
right
bra. I mean, boob.
Here's the thing. If we're really not trying to bring attention to our ass and our tits, and we're really trying to level up women, is this not dumbing us down a little bit and making that what we're important? What is the main part of us is our assets?
Yes, but I also think it's so funny to like walk around like that and see how like it's a test for other people, really. You know what I mean?
It
like
is.
You're walking around, you're like, I don't fucking care. My nipples are out. Like, suck on that.
Hell yeah.
And you have to go into a meeting with someone. I mean, and
it's going
like,
to be very distracting.
Someone
but yeah.
who's like, anyone, straight, gay, I don't care. They're going to be like, it's your nips. Like right. It's something you notice. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting.
I think it's a call to action for the Kardashians. A big move for them. Big move for Chris. They've never really talked about saving the earth and conservation. They do fast fashion all the time. I think Kylie has boohoo. Courtney has boohoo. So now that they're trying to use, you know, the sea levels are rising, but my nipples will always be hard. Kind of genius. And I also read that Kim's trying to transition the attention on her ass to now a different part of her body.
Oh, really?
She's trying to like level herself up. This is like the very weeds of this, whatever she's trying to do. And she's going to become another. It's going to bring millions of dollars to her.
I kind of thought it was genius. At first, I was like, I would never wear this bra. Like, mm-hmm. I don't I don't know. I'm one of those people that I don't really like see-through clothes either. Although then in the last week, I feel like it has settled and I'm sort of like, if I was sent the bra, I think I'd wear it. I think I would wear it out. I don't think I'd buy it because I'm like, why am I buying nipples? But I have, you know what I mean? And I don't like wearing bras, so I could literally go outside and like show you my nips. But I'm sort of... Yeah.
At what point is nothing on a woman going to be real? She can have a BBL. She can have fake nips, a fake nose, fake lips, Botox. At what point are you just going to come to a guy's house after a date and just, or a woman, whoever your preference, you just rip everything off and they're like, damn, I'm sorry, but I do not recognize you. And you're like, the nips are fake. The ass is fake. The hair is fake.
I kind of love it. I kind of love it.
And it's like, you're
an ever evolving Barbie doll, honey. It's just going to keep on growing. Someone did comment. So I did it for Halloween last minute. You saw.
I saw it.
This was a 24-hour before idea. I just was like, I think it's such a funny. I'm like, some people will get this. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was so funny to me because, like you're saying, she was like all in nude. She looked great, but it was like very much like she had glasses on. She's like, I'm smart Kim now. Like, but we're selling nipples. Anyway, I did it in the last minute. So I have comments on my thing. And, you know, it's funny because someone commented something about how people who've had mastectomies, not all of them get nipples, or they get nipples like tattooed back on when you get rid of your boobs. So this is exciting for them because they haven't had nipples in a while. And I was like, yes, good for you. Yes, get the bra. Like, I thought that was very nice. Like, someone who went through something like that. I was like, oh, cool. I hope they weren't like, I wasn't like making fun of the bra. I was literally just doing the ad. I didn't do anything other than dress up like Kimberly.
What did you use for the nips?
I bought pasties that were nips.
They have pasty nips?
Yeah. You can buy like, they're like stick on, and I stuck them onto a regular bra of mine because you can't get the bra yet. I think it just came out this week and it's like, you know, you can't get it overnight. So I went on Amazon and I typed in like fake nipples, you know what I mean? Or like costume nipples or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like sticky. They like, you know, you peel the back off, and I stuck it onto a bra and then I put my shirt over.
And that was it.
That was it. I will say they were a little more like, real human like than the bra, you know? So like my video, you can see, you're like, wow, they have like a full like circle around
full circle. I was checking out the little bumps on your areola
because
I was
that's like it's like a rubber nipple that you like literally stick on.
I should have brought it funniest, for you. Actually, we need kind of, I want to see the behind the scenes of this, building the character. You like sticking it on.
Well, it was really funny because it wouldn't stick to the bra. I'm like, what the fuck? It only sticks to skin. But then I didn't want to just have like bare skin. You know what I mean? So yes. I finally, like the shirt was, I had to like, it was a tight shirt. So I was like, okay, if I hold it here and I just pull the shirt over it, it won't fall off. It'll just like get
stick to it. Yeah, wherever it is in the position.
But there was a point where it was like, half rolled up, and I'm like, well, now I look like I have like fucking, you know, an animal eating me under here. I don't know what's going on.
Whatever scene that you zoomed in when Kim's, it's like a quick zoom in on the tits.
Yeah.
Like it worked.
Thank you. Thank you. Worked. Jared did want to kill me. This was at 7:30, 8 p.m. last night.
Oh.
The costume said it was arriving by 10 because I literally ordered it the day before. And Jared was really busy with work, and I was like, I ordered a costume. And he was like, what? Like,
you're like, that involves you.
And I obviously. Go, okay, I just want to take a photo or two. And then when it came, I was like, my brain was like, or I'll just like recreate the little like video. He was like, how many shots is this? I'm like, it's four setups. Don't kill me. He's like, I'm going to kill you.
I love whenever I think it's going to be an easy shoot. Never is.
Four setups. It's
four setups sounds so easy. It's just like two different shots in each, which makes around about 25 shots.
I will say I memorized so fast because I knew he was angry. So I was like, this is going to save your relationship. Just know the line, you know, just get
just
it.
Just know the line.
And
oh
afterwards, I was like, I was quick. And he's like, you were. I was like, thanks.
You had to get validation. That was a quick turnaround.
Well, because it was the dumbest idea. It was like a silly idea. And I was like, shit, it has to go out today. If it comes out tomorrow, like, I guess, honestly, I was thinking like, well, if it comes out a couple days later, this is what we do every day. So no one will give a shit.
It's no different than...
It's no different than next week, you know?
It isn't. But I do have major FOMO because as an impressionist, somebody in entertainment, you always want to dress up. And because I didn't have a costume this year, I felt I didn't have anything going on.
Don't beat yourself up. I honestly...
We're coming back in hot.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Don't stress over it.
I thought this year, I was impressed with a lot of people. Drake dressed up as Ice Spice. A lot of people were great. Ozzy Osbourne, Sharon Osbourne, our new favorite couple.
Oh, I loved it. I was Kanye West's girlfriend. I forget her name right now.
For the purposes of this interview, call her Pillow Girl.
Oh, I I wore no clothing and I carried a pillow over my breasts and it was such a great costume.
The only reason I agreed to doing this costume is because I just had a sweatshirt and I closed it around my face. So it was just a normal day for me.
Ozzy always celebrates Halloween. Every day's Halloween when you're married to Ozzy Osbourne.
It's true. Rock on. I didn't have any face paint, but I had all sweats and some rock on. So it just... And she had a pillow on her, so I just laid my head down and I took a nap.
I just carried the dog's pillow. It was Minnie's pillow. I said, Minnie, can I borrow your pillow for Halloween? She said, okay.
It was a knockout of the park. It was a knockout of the park.
Where were they dressed like that, by the way?
In their driveway.
I love it. That's how I do Halloween, in my own home, in my driveway.
That's how I'm showing up.
Literally, Saturday night, I took the subway, I was so brave.
Subway? Oh my God.
No, we went and saw a show in Midtown and like leaving Broadway on Saturday night of Halloween week was like, we couldn't get a car. It was, it was one of those really difficult times after theater. And I was just like, let's just take the train. We're right by the train. Let's just take it. It'll be quicker. Mm-hmm. It was a fucking night. Just like
with everybody in costumes.
Young people in costumes. Yes. Like I'm like squished up against. Even afterwards, Jared's like, I'm really proud of you. I was like, for what? He's like, you handled that really well. I'm like, I've lived in New York for 15 fucking years. This was like every day for me on the 6 train. Why I wanted to kill myself, which is why having a car makes you like this city more. I'm just saying that.
Now that she has a car, just has to let you know. She has the option available.
Ugh, we should have driven. I regret it.
You should have driven, to the show. Oh, that would have been insane.
Because Halloween in the city is gross. That's why I don't go out. New Year's, I don't go out. I don't like it.
New Year's, I don't go out. I was having major FOMO. I heard everybody screaming. It was like 80 degrees this weekend.
Mother Nature
blessed us with a beautiful Halloween weekend.
It was hot.
Twas hot.
Yeah.
Twas.
Wait, hotter on the subway.
Oh, the Village. They did Thriller and it was absolutely amazing.
At the parade?
Yeah, the New York parade.
That fucking parade. I have nightmares of that parade.
You probably lived in the close by to it and it was
I did and
madness.
I worked at a restaurant close by and there were just wasted people asking to use the bathroom and I was like,
no.
I'm just going to kill myself now. Thank you so much for coming in. It was awful. The Halloween parade scarred me for life.
If you're working in or around it, I'm sure it's not a fun time, but it looked from the videos, obviously, it always looks way better than I'm
that
sure
that video
it is.
Was probably like a real music video and it wasn't even the West Village full of dumb, drunk people.
Listen, it fooled me. Grammar.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back.
Hi, Big Wigs. Welcome back in. We really want to get into this. Well, we talk about her a lot. Sick. Insane.
Oh, my God. It's insane. It's at the level.
It's at the level. The Bethany Frankel Reality Reckoning article finally came out. Anna has thoughts. I didn't get to read this article, but it's a long-ass article.
It honestly took me like 40 minutes to read. I'm not even kidding. And I'm not a slow reader.
Those things are very wordy, though. And you have to reread things to like really understand what is being said.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing backlash on both sides.
There's a lot. It wasn't just a Bethany article. Someone has been doing their digging.
Mm-hmm.
And it featured, I would say, like a lot from Bethany, a lot from Ebony K. Williams, who I actually am friendly with, who I've met before.
Really?
Yeah, we had a Shabbat dinner together. And Leah from New York.
It was Leah and, Leah was on prior. And then she was also on a season with Ebony.
Yeah. There was a lot. I mean, here's the thing. I think everybody who's been on any of those shows has their own personal like experiences and bad experiences. Mm-hmm. And Ebony being the first woman of color on a fucking Housewives of New York, was it?
Housewives of New York.
She's a very smart girl. She's a lawyer. She fucking saw through a lot of these people and a lot of this shit. So I think it's important to hear what she has to say. Then someone was like, so are you and Bethany like teaming up? She was like, fuck Bethany Frankel.
It did not go over well. They started showing receipts of each other's. Ebony back in 2020 had actually reached out to Bethany, DM'd her and said
something very nice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the efforts. We see you, appreciate you fighting the good fight. And left on red for Bethany. She finally answered.
No, she was
and
about
said,
her charity.
Thanks.
She said, thank you for all the work that you do or whatever. Because this was in 2020, it said.
Mm-hmm.
And then
during the whole Black Lives Matter movement.
2 years later.
Yes.
She was like, sorry, just saw this or something.
Yikes. And then I think the backlash came about, and then Bethany tried to reach out to Ebony and said, hey, do you have a sec?
Yeah. And then left unread, right? Or whatever. It was interesting because I don't know. I think of them as two totally different people who help people in different ways. Like it, but
I do too. But I will say the both of them, I give them props. They're both very intelligent, fight for what they want. They're both very opinionated women, but yeah. I feel like they would get along because they see each other in that sort of light. They're like, you know what you want to say and you say it.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe it's too strong.
Who knows? Yeah. And the Leah part of the article, which was interesting, is about her, like, mostly about her sobriety and how like she felt like the housewives were coached by producers to kind of like get her to drink on the show. And she had been sober for like 10 or 12 years, something like long.
Yeah.
And I felt sad for her. And the way this article is written, again, you know me, I haven't watched these shows. I don't really know what went on. But they talked about, like, did you watch when she was like naked or something? And like, I'm sneezing. In Mexico.
Bless you.
Thank you.
I was just going to say, I think that was the Mexico trip. But those women have all been pretty much naked and taken advantage of.
Oh, no.
And, but you know what? They blur it out. It's still, they're on display for the world to judge.
Yeah.
And they're wasted.
Because it sounds like she was sober for a really long time and then like felt pressured to drink because of getting on this show again or whatever.
I could totally see that. Drinking is a really big part. It used to be of Roni. And I think now the new season, they kind of veered away from that. Yeah. Which a lot of people are complaining about. They're like, that's what I watch it for, is for the insanity. But it's not that way anymore.
No, it was crazy. I do think there needs to be some, I agree that there needs to be some sort of like clause or union or something because you do kind of sign your life away for a time being, you know.
What was Ebony discussing? Just feeling
that it was a very racist,
that it was
like
a racist
production. Yeah. Okay. And that like she, you know, no matter what she did, she wasn't seen. Oh, and they went into the Ramona of it. You know what I mean? Like which
that was a shit show.
Yeah, honestly. But it wasn't like Ebony, it wasn't her accusing Ramona, it was like people who work on the show, like people like Sheila would say shit to like people of color on the production team and they like came forward. I don't think they said who they were, but for this article and for the purpose of this, they were like, yeah, she's a fucking racist. Like, look at the shit she said to us over the years.
She has been. She just was a loose cannon, just saying whatever she wanted.
It's not a good look, honey. It's
not a good look. And so is she officially banned from BravoCon because of these?
I think so. I saw that she won't be at BravoCon. I mean, like, as she shouldn't, you know, like.
Going to get the axe. Yeah. She's like, not on the show anymore. And I know she's legacy, but
we're living through a time right now where unions are striking and like all of these, you know, different groups who work in entertainment, they are fucking like standing up for what they, you know, believe in, what they deserve. Mm-hmm. And like for someone, so it's not a big deal for someone to be like, no, that woman was a fucking piece of shit to me. Yeah. I worked on that show for years and she doesn't even know my name or she doesn't know who I am or whatever. It's so bad.
Shows. And what was Bethany's article piece about?
I mean, just about that people are treated like shit. You know, I think Bethany does want to help everybody. Mm-hmm. I genuinely think she's out to do good. I don't know her personally. You know, it's interesting because I think a lot of people have different opinions about her. But she's very open about it. She's like, yeah, I went on this show. I got a fucking following and famous. And then I launched a company. Like, she's like, yeah, this is what I did. Like, and then a lot of people hold it against her. I don't know. It's weird.
I think because I think it's about herself and very self-centered. But no, I think it's what you said. I think she really is trying to
At this point, she doesn't need it. You know what I mean? She doesn't need the PR. She doesn't need this kind of attention. Mm-hmm. So I do believe like she is in this phase of her life where she is giving back. I mean, I know she has her charity and everything. So I think she's like, yeah, let's fucking like get what we deserve from this company. We made them so much money. It is true, right? Like how many seasons of these shows with all these women who are probably paid, underpaid, overserved and underpaid.
Right. It's true. And it's the shows that continue on, the rewatch hours that they don't get paid for.
Right. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The amount of times I go back and I watch season 6, Roni.
Is that a good one?
I love it. Season 8, when Dorinda has everybody at the Berkshires at her the Bluestone Manor. Love.
I sent you a Dorinda video. I know her. She loves Dorinda. So when she pops up for me on like TikTok, I'm like, wait, Dre has to see this.
I freaking love Dorinda. You know, because she has so many good one-liners. She's very unique. She has a great house called Bluestone Manor in the Berkshires. And she always decorates it very crazy for Halloween and a lot of holidays. But I just love how she's just she's always like celebrating something. And
what was that clip though, where she's like, I got the meal in NSL. So
this is the 1 year for Halloween.
She's Ozzy Osbourne.
She got, she's known, her and Sonia like the liquor. They get a little liquored up and they start slurring bad.
Bad.
So this year she was at a Halloween party and she dressed up as the Lady Gaga bubble costume. And it was such a big deal. She was like, she planned it for weeks. She was like, I'm getting the bubble costume. It arrives. She put it on. It was a whole production putting it on. And then everyone, of course, she was talking about it the whole night. And she, as she gets drunker and drunker, she's like, I got the person that did the SNL costume and they made me the bubble dress 30 minutes later. This is from NSL, the bubble dress.
Yeah.
They made it for me with Justin Timberlake. 3 hours later, this is SNL bubble dress. No one knows what the fuck. They're like, what? Basically, she wanted to say it's the designer, the costume director from SNL.
Yes.
Made the bubble dress.
It was like,
it was like NSL.
Whispered down the lane. Like when you get to the last person and you're like,
oh, your telephone?
Yeah, telephone. Yes. Where you're like, I have no idea what this is.
The message was lost.
Lost.
Bubbles were falling. It was like this plastic big bubble outfit. And she looked hilarious by the end of the night because her eyes, she has what I have, which is like the drunk eyes. They start rolling around. You don't know what direction. You don't know who they're looking at. She's like, this is from NSL. The director made it for me. You're like, okay, you've had enough and you need to sit down.
Yeah, people are like, I don't care. What is she saying?
What is she saying? No. Bethany, of course, was like, your balls are falling. They're falling and they're rolling away. Bethany was always on. She was always good. She rarely got too drunk. But that was thank you for sending that to me because I listened to it over and over again.
I thought you'd like it.
Absolutely amazing.
Anyway, that article, if you ever have 2 hours free, definitely check it out. It was a lot. And I'm sorry I don't have any more takeaways. I read it the other day and I like kind of blacked out after. I was like, wow, that was a lot to take in. But those were the things I remember.
That happens to me every time I read a long article. I'm still working my way through the Britney book.
Oh, me too. Me too. Honestly, I've slowed down.
I've honestly, on that note, no, I'm just kidding. I know it has been very good. I just, it's dark and I didn't have any time in the past 3 days, but it is on my have to do list. I've got to finish the book.
Yeah, me too. It's on my have to finish list.
Before it's too late. I mean, the news cycle happens so fast that it's, if you're not with it, if you didn't read it in an hour of when it came out,
yeah,
you done missed it.
I know.
It's
honestly
over.
No one's talking about it anymore.
Can you believe it?
It's already
the news cycle.
I'm like, oh, how fast did they do it? They did it in a night and all the media outlets were like, Britney's book, here are the things we got to learn from it. Like no one's discovering anything anymore. And I'm like, wow, I'm already too late. And we're a week out.
A week out. Next cycle. They're on to the next and new brightest thing.
That's what's being a millennial. You know what I mean? Like we're not like quick to just pick up a quick read, you know, like we have a lot in our at our fingertips. You know what I mean?
We have a lot going on.
Wait, I do want to say one thing about Matthew Perry. I'm so sad being a millennial and losing Matthew Perry. I felt so sad to see that.
Losing him was the same level as when I found out Michael Jackson had passed. It was so shocking.
Yeah.
But you know what? They were both detrimental to their health. Like they were both doing things that were dangerous. Michael with all of his surgeries and Matthew Perry with his substance abuse. Yeah. But...
It was sad.
I was shocked.
I was in intermission at a show on Saturday night.
Oh my God, you saw
I look
the news.
At my phone. My friend had texted me, Matthew Perry died, with a link to Instagram. And I was like, what? Like, I'm in the bathroom, like peeing. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
I was just like, it was so shocking. It was really sad. I mean, it's shocking, but it's also like sad. You know, hopefully he's at peace because he really did struggle with like alcohol and pills and drugs for so many years, as he talks about in his book. Now I want to read his book. I haven't read it, but
I know.
I remember the whole press tour and I was just, I'm so sad for all the friends because it's like.
The friends cast is going to be devastated. Yeah.
It's so sad. They were so close and they all like came up together.
Yes.
You know, and they were like that first like group that like made a shit ton of money and like it was just. And the Instagram, that was really eerie, the Instagram post. It really creeped me out.
That and, well, yeah, no, talk about the Instagram post.
Yeah, his last post was him in his hot tub being like, oh, so if you like, he was doing like a bit. There were a couple other posts where he was like, hashtag Mattman for like Batman. Like, I guess he likes Batman.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh, if you hang out in warm water, you like, and I was like, oh my God. Like, and that's where he died, like in the hot tub, which is so awful.
There was really an eerie, also kind of close to Halloween. I don't know. I just, the whole thing was very strange.
Yeah. It was really sad.
And a hot tub. I don't know. The announcements recently surrounding death have all kind of been, it was like with Aaron Carter passed away in his bathtub. Yeah. They've all just been these strange stories that I'm noticing, and they're kind of vague.
The headlines are like to headlines catch are very vague. You. Yes. And it's like, you don't need to say it. You can just say that they passed away, and then like once the reports come back, I guess, like put an article out. But yeah, they're all like, they're all too much information, but not enough, right?
They're trying to monetize the death.
Yeah.
It's clickbait.
Weird. Yeah.
But I'm not like a fan. May he rest in peace. It's very, very sad. And I'm waiting. I haven't seen too many of the Friends tributes yet.
I think they put out like a joint statement or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've been getting served a lot of it. I read a lot. I like get really sucked in when it's someone I love and I like really read into it. And so now my whole algorithm is like Friends stuff and memes and everything for a little while, which is fine. I've been watching it on Nick at Night, which is so sad that Friends is now on Nick at Night.
The Friends reruns.
Yeah.
Does that mean we're old?
Yeah. Remember, yes. I mean, for me, I'm older than you, but like, I Love Lucy was Nick at Night. You know what I mean?
That's like, crazy.
That was Nick at Night when I was a kid.
Oh my gosh. Is Nick at Night the old stuff? I'm trying to remember. I thought it was.
Yes.
Oh.
Mike, you're old, right? Remember when it was I Love Lucy and like.
Happy Days.
Happy Days.
Happy Days. Yeah.
Yes. And now it's like literally Friends. Yeah.
Friends.
Nothing else.
We're going to start seeing. Yes.
Channel 11 in New York City used to do The Honeymooners. That was their version of Nick at Night.
Oh
my God. It's like one of the first like comedy TV shows. It really, when you think about it and you see things from your childhood, I felt this way about, I heard like oldies radio yesterday.
Yeah.
And they were playing a Coolio song. And I was just like, this was station used to play doo-wop. When I was a kid.
Wow. That's so funny.
Now it's Coolio.
Now it's Coolio from the 90s. That's so weird.
Time is passing us by.
Crazy.
It really is. We're getting older every day. I feel so old. Speaking of old, hot news came in today on Page Six. Alec Baldwin did a podcast and said that he really is considering his family does a reality show.
Because you know what? Where would you go, Alec? Where is there to go? You now need to go to TLC. You have moved on to the TLC network. What do you think about this? This is fresh new content for Ilaria.
I mean, I kind of hope it goes. Yeah, you know, I'd love to see all my children in the spotlight, you know, like getting
Absolutely.
Like cameras and stuff all over my house.
Yes.
Like, it's so excitando. You know, I've always wanted to be an actress, you know?
You really have.
I have.
I mean, you're meant to be a star, but how is your reality show going to be different? It's just you and a bunch of kids.
Well, it's like, you know, me and my kids and like my nannies mm-hmm. will have a role. And Alec obviously is like very good in front of cameras.
Right.
So like, he is just like going to be so amazing, you know, like as a reality dad. And
right.
I feel like it'll be so special.
Yes. And I'm sure you'll offer subtitles for the people that.
Of course.
Obviously, because it's bilingual.
I mean, Alec watches subtitles nightly. You know, he's old.
He's old.
He cannot hear.
Right. So this is a new business venture. This is all, you guys have we'll a see. Name. It's going to be the Brady Bunch, the Baldwin Bunch.
The Baldwinitos.
The Baldwinitos.
Yes.
Absolutely love that.
Carmen, Raza, Topo Chico. They all are going to be on Stars.
Topo Chico.
Actually, we have a deal. We might go to Stars, you know, the network. Stars. So
Stars the Epics. Network. Or Epics. That would be a big get for you guys.
Yeah. Or we might just do a UK one because that's like chic. You know,
very chic.
We love Europe.
Absolutely. Maybe a streaming network.
Yeah. Maybe a Spanish network. You know, we don't know.
Telemundo.
I grew up on Telemundo. Telemundo. I would eat my, you know, clam chowder in Boston and we'd watch Telemundo. Boston.
Yeah, you come from such a blended family, Ilaria. I really appreciate it.
That's why I love America.
Because only in America, right? This is going to be an amazing show. Can you imagine the Baldwinitos?
I can't, honestly.
Is she trying to be?
But I've had a lot of people message me being like, I hope this happens just for you. I was like, for me.
Because the content will be endless. And we cannot wait for that.
Like, if we were children before the Kardashians came out. But look at this. Because of that show. How many people have benefited from comedy, you know, because of the Kardashians doing a reality show? They didn't have to.
They glamorized the the reality shows. Because if you think about Sister Wives and 90 Day Fiancé, that shit is ratchet on another level.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny to us. Big Ed, for example. Remember Big Ed?
Yep.
Big Neck Ed. That type of reality TV is, I don't even know if we want to watch it, but we watch it.
But we were the real first ones to have reality television show, Aussie. You know, we were the first
royal family of reality television.
Well, you know what? I didn't even know that we were doing a reality show. I thought there was the maids and the butlers. And
Ozzy thought it was a music video for 4 years.
I did. I was like, Sharon, is this a sex tape or are we shooting a music video? Where do I need to go, Sharon? I was just confused.
Ozzy's network television put on pants.
You know what? I think we really started a trend there. I think we were one of a kind.
Yeah, until everybody copied us, and it's okay, it's flattering.
It really is. I mean, I looked amazing on there. I was half asleep the whole time.
Would you do a reality show?
Me?
Yeah.
Depends on which kind. Like a family reality TV or a Love is Blind reality.
What would your top choice be?
My top choice would be, don't take this, anybody. I'm just kidding. It would be something in the industry, kind of like Kelly Catrone, PR, like the inside out of a radio station.
No, I meant like what show would you go? You would do The Hills, like if you, but like.
Oh, what show?
Oh, you're producing a show.
I thought I was producing a show.
I was like, oh, she's doing it.
I'm thinking of ideas here.
Would you do reality TV? Like if they were like, hey, we want you to be on
Selling Sunset? Hell no.
Oh, I would do that one.
I think it kind of puts you in a hole.
A little bit.
You know, just because some people really just want the social media clout. Some people do it for certain reasons. Some people really do it for whatever the show is. Love. I don't know. But
Golden Bachelor, they're here for love.
They're really here for the love and connection.
Yeah.
But I probably would not. It would have to take a lot. It would have to be a certain thing. I would definitely be a friend of the show. Bring me on Housewives any old time.
Okay.
Friend of. I'm very entertaining. We both are.
I would do a Housewives show.
I wouldn't be the housewife. I would be the entertainment.
Do you know what show I actually would do like tomorrow? And this should go on the record on the podcast.
On the record.
I would go on The Circle and fucking catfish. I think I'd be so
good at it. Oh, yes. Now that you could bounce off of. It's whatever I would be able to bounce off a career from. You know? And you're not pigeonholed into that. And The Circle is kind of good for that.
I like
to show your personality.
Yes. Or you show a fake personality, which I'm also good at, you know?
Which we're good at.
Like I was like, you know, yeah. Like in the chat rooms as a kid, I was like full on like, you know.
Oh, yeah,
age, sex, location. I'd be like 59-year-old dad in San Diego. Sup?
You wanna bang? Let's meet at the 7-Eleven parking garage.
Yeah, and I was like,
parking lot.
I'm so fucking badass. Look at this. They fucking think I'm this guy. I could do The Circle, honestly. You know I love a prank phone call, too.
Oh, by the way, we've got to get back on the pranks.
Oh, I know. Maybe we'll do a prank phone call as a bonus.
I think we will.
Okay.
All right. For Halloween.
We should probably end this episode, though, while we're at it.
Absolutely insane. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Instagram at Big Wigs, as well as Anna Roisman and Andrea Lopez. We'll see you November 8th, because we know you're all coming to the
show. Come to the show. I know.
God damn it.
9:30. Literally, we're going to do this live. We've got some funny shit planned, and We want to sell out. So
we want to sell out. It's big. I know we're asking a lot, but we're really not. Bring a wig. We're going to have an amazing time. Special guest is Taylor Strucker,
yes!
Our girl. So we'll see you guys there. Thanks for listening. Bye.